Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Wednesday and another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 6. We're continuing in this lengthy chapter that has been set up by Jesus' declaration that he's the bread of life, and spiritually you must ingest him if you are to have eternal life. He must become your life. He declares himself as the bread of life. Well, after making this declaration, there are a lot of people that left him. But it wasn't just the multitudes that were leaving him. Jesus opens up the reality that some of his disciples were considering leaving him. That's John chapter 6, verse 60. Follow along with me. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, he said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe, and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father had drawn him, unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." And Jesus answered them, "Did I not choose you, the 12? And yet one of you is a devil." And he spoke of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray him. Well, here we have this passage of scripture in which multitudes have left because of a, quote, hard saying. And then some of his disciples have left. Now, that's not referring to the 12. That's referring to some of the disciples that had said they were going to follow him in addition to the 12. And they were leaving him. And so the disciples kind of chide him. "You know, Jesus, should you be doing this Christianity 301 stuff? I mean, you got to stop and think through, what do you mean by the fact that you're the bread of life and we're to eat your flesh and drink your blood? And yes, it's a spiritual by faith ingesting Christ, but you know, you're kind of losing some followers because you're going a little bit too deep." Well, Jesus knows that coming to him is a full and radical change. And you can't modify the message to get more numbers. You got to be clear on the message. And he knows that the message of the gospel not only attracts those whom the Father is drawing to him, but it will repel those who have not been drawn from the Father. Not only the disciples, he said, from among the 12, there's going to be betrayal. And he's referring to Judas, the son of Iscariot. He fully knows that. And now Peter speaks up and he says, "Okay, now do any of you want to leave?" Referring to the 12, I wonder how many pastors do that in their preaching. We're always tempted to modify the message to get more people think we're doing God a favor. And Jesus says, "No, stay on message, stay in ministry, stay on target, stay on message, on mission, in ministry. I will bless it. I will draw my people to Jesus through your ministry. And those who are not my people, they will be turned away from it because the message will be a scandal to them unless the Lord gives them eyes to see and ears to hear." Why? Because the Spirit of God works with the Word of God. The Word of God works with the Spirit of God. Please always remember that. Do you want to be an instrument of the Holy Spirit? Then be faithful to God's Word. Do you want to be faithful to God's Word? Then surrender to the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit who gives life. My words are spirit and life. Put no confidence in the flesh. It is the Spirit who gives life. And God's Spirit works with His Word. My words are spirit and life. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light
unto my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.